On a warm summer morning, the birds are singing and the mailman is making his rounds on Boynton Avenue. It's a tree-lined street with spacious Victorian homes near downtown St. Johnsbury. Jim Harold sits on his front porch and peeks through shrubbery to see if anyone has stopped by the tiny free library he built underneath a curbside apple tree. With real shingles and a glass front, it's a miniature version of his own blue and yellow turreted home.
We called it the birdhouse just as for shorthand. I got to go work on the birdhouse, I'd say. But it's fun, and I think it will do the job.
The little book house was his wife Tracy's idea after she spied sidewalk libraries like this on a visit to Minneapolis. The Heralds have stocked theirs with used but newish hardbacks, fiction and nonfiction, for children and adults.
It hopefully is also a bit of an attraction where people might run into each other and get to talking maybe about the books they're reading or whatever.
With its quaint architecture, this library may seem unique, but actually it's number 15,825 in a worldwide system. It all started in 2009 when a man in Wisconsin built a replica of a one-room schoolhouse in honor of his mother, a teacher. He filled it with free books for passersby. Now it's an online organization.
You get a number, and a little packet comes, and you have a stamp and some things, and they invite you to have a party and open it and get known. And so we did that actually this just last Sunday.
The Heralds wanted to make sure their neighbors didn't object to a little more foot traffic past the sidewalk library. So far, no one has, and the books are neatly stacked and ready to be exchanged. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.